Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live, and it is Tuesday, the 16th day of July, 2013. I wanted to get her on for a very long time. We're going to cover the waterfront with Mary Lou Henner. Of course, movie star, TV star, first in Taxi, because I heard her on a Howard Stern interview a few years ago, listening on XM, where she has one of the most photographic memories ever recorded. And it is a genetic trait that's been documented. It's really superhuman. Highly superior autobiographical memory, or HSAM. Then it has a longer name, a scientific name, hyperthysemia. Am I pronouncing that wrong? The point is that she's going to be coming on with us via video Skype in the second hour today. For a little bit lighter topics, but it's still going to be very, very informative, very, very interesting lady. We'll talk about parenting, relationships. We'll ask about her incredible memory and talk about what it's like having that. Because I have a really good memory, but I mean, not one-tenth what this lady has. She's now doing a radio show here on the GCN Radio Network as well, the same network that syndicates my broadcast. And her health journey for her and her husband. And she looks so young. I saw her on TV a few months ago, and it's just unbelievable. So that she's going to be joining us, Mary Lou Henner. I've wanted to get her on since I heard that Howard Stern interview a few years ago. And so it's going to happen here today. John Bowne had the idea to get Ted Nugent on today because he's got an article saying Nugent, Zimmerman verdict vindicates citizen patrol self-defense. So I texted Ted right before the show to see if he wanted to come on. And so we are trying to schedule him right now. He may be on in the third hour, or he may be on tomorrow or the next day after that. So that's happening. Might have Ted Nugent to get his take on everything coming up here today. That said, I am really disgusted by the whole Trayvon Martin situation because I'm sad this young man's dead. Anybody who's a parent sees those parents up there and grieving, and you have empathy. And I'm disgusted by people celebrating his death, because I have been seeing some of that. And I'm disgusted by people reacting just the same back in racial hatred, saying that they're going to go out and kill white people. And it's now starting where whites are being beat up all over the country. I mean, I've got a stack of news from Florida to Michigan, from New York to California, from New Jersey to Washington State, there are racial attacks happening on whites and Hispanics. I mean, can you imagine, let's say if a black person killed my wife, and even if they did it for racial reasons, just would I randomly go find a black person and beat them up or shoot them? And it's just crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I couldn't imagine storming a Walmart and beating and roughing up white people in there just because they're white, like they're walking around going, yeah, I'm glad Trayvon Martin's dead. And then I see the other side of it, the white supremacist people. They're all over every website out there. And I went and looked it up. Some of the big white supremacist sites are organizing this trolling. But then we've also looked at some of the groups doing it. It's also other people stirring stuff up that are playing the part of multiple posters, probably even government, really trying to create division. This is a psyop any way you slice it, and we're going to be going over all of that. Meanwhile, Russian bombers are basically buzzing Japan. U.S. troops are massing all over the Middle East. Just incredible stuff's going on, and we're all busy at each other's throats. It's why the globalists are in control, folks. They know how to divide and conquer. And I'm so sick of watching everybody being suckered.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. InfoWars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 16th day of July, 2013, worldwide broadcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs is going to be joining us. I talked to him quite a bit yesterday, and he's talked to some investigative journalists and some other sources. And obviously, he's also talking to the family, and the investigative journalists have told him that indeed the police were at his house that day. That's the dead reporter, the associate editor, investigative journalist Michael Hastings, and that one of the groups that was reportedly questioning some of the friends and family was a special division of Homeland Security called Homeland Security Investigations. I am going to fly one of my reporters or camera people, whoever wants to go, a lot of them want to go, with Sergeant Biggs. He's in Charlotte, over in the Carolinas. We're going to fly him out to California next week, and I'm going to fly one of my reporters out there with him to go around and talk to some of the eyewitnesses and who we're already in contact with, and to go and to speak to some of the other investigative journalists that have actually been threatened for investigating what's going on with Michael Hastings. So pray for us, ladies and gentlemen, because they killed him. We don't know if it was this group of Homeland Security people. We just are on their trail in the investigation. Just because a federal group investigated something, obviously someone who's getting ready to leak a bunch of criminal government activity, doesn't mean they're the ones that did it. But regardless, if they are reportedly threatening other reporters that we're in contact with and that Staff Sergeant Biggs has spoken to at length, then this is definitely a hot potato. And all the rest of the media are just like, we're not going to look at what happened. We're not going to look at Breitbart. We're not going to look at Vince Foster. We're not going to look at Gary Webb. We're not going to look at the coroner that did the autopsy on Breitbart being poisoned to death by well-known poison, arsenic. We're all just going to look the other way and basically let criminal forces do whatever they want. Well, I'm not going to go along with this, and it's not because I have courage. I have a compulsion, a good instinct, head screwed on straight compulsion that most Americans had in the past, that if somebody saw something wrong going on or something stunk, they would at least do some investigating, because you understand that if they can murder Michael Hastings and then get away with it and not even have an investigation and clearly have a cover-up, then they can kill anybody in the press, and then we become Mexico. We become North Korea. We become Sudan. We become Romania. And we let criminal gangs and thugs rule. And that's why the criminal government wants our guns. While they are buying more guns and training for war with us and using our money to buy nuclear weapons and tanks and billions of bullets and doing all this because we've just turned the world over to the criminal control freaks that want to run things. And, I certainly hope if they blow my car up, I certainly hope if they hang me, that everyone doesn't just sit there incredibly cowardly and just go, oh, no, nothing to see here. Let's all look the other way. That cowardly, pathetic, craven attitude is what has led us to this point as a society. And it's only going to get worse. Are there any men left? Yeah, there are men like Staff Sergeant Biggs. There's men like myself. There's men and women in my crew. They're all, yeah, we're ready to go out there. And it's not that dangerous to really go out to California and do the interviews itself. It's doing the investigation overall. And this platform they don't like. Because other than this broadcast, there's almost no one covering it. There are citizens out there putting wreaths and flags and notes saying they know they killed Mr. Hastings. And by the way, the engine shot the opposite direction out of the car. The witnesses said they saw it blow up in the middle of the street and then come to rest up against the tree. He said, they're coming after me. I'm going off the radar. I'm going into hiding. The feds are visiting friends and family. They're probably going to raid my news offices. This is the biggest story of my life. CIA. It'd be like if I got up on air and said, I'm going into hiding. They're after me. I've got to break this story for my safety. The feds are visiting everybody I basically know. You know, don't talk to them if they show up. I'll talk to you soon. And then, boom, your car blows up. I mean, that's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's not even 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's just 1. Looking at the number 1, the numeral 1, and saying, what is that to a 3-year-old? And they go, it's a 1. It's like walking outside and going, there's the sun. There's a bird. There's a tree. They're coming after me. I'm going into hiding. Make a story ever. Boom! Everybody loves cheesy Star Wars analogies. I'll give you one again. Maybe we can pull it up and play it. Where at the Hoth attack, the Imperial walkers have blown out the generator. The stormtroopers are going to the base. And you hear the guy going, Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. They'd be like, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Stormtroopers didn't kill that radio operator. No, no, he just said Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. Pretty obvious what happened there. I mean, with Biggs, it's more obvious. With all the things that he's seen and all the things that he knows and the people he's now talking to, he's in the middle of it. But how obvious is it to us what happened to Michael Hastings? And some people say, hey, man, we know they killed him. Let's move on. Folks, we all hang together or we hang separate. And this basic human instinct of standing up for people that gave their lives. I mean, a week before he's killed, he goes on the Young Turks and says, they're harassing the media. They're waging war on us. It's time to stop working with the national security system. It's destroying America. It's time to release national security data. And then this Homeland Security Investigations, a division of ICE, they're the ones over the drugs, supposedly stopping the drugs coming in. That means telling them which group to stop, which group to let in. They're over national security data, protecting that. They operate in 50-plus countries. This is the group. This is the Praetorian Guard. And he's talked to reporters. He's coming up, Sergeant Biggs, that when you investigate these people, you get raided. They come. They threaten you. They say, according to this reporter he's talking to, they told her, you're going to be 6 feet under if you don't stop investigating us. And they're the guys that have the black armored ICE vehicles when you see those in your town, the black tanks. They're the winners. They're the gods. They're the kings. They're the North Korean army, basically. They're the El Jefe. And there's lots of other groups, and there's CIA hit teams, and they've got hit teams inside the FBI counterterrorism wing, and that's really the group that carries out most of the terror attacks, or at least provocateurs them. And, you know, it's not fun to sit here and know all this and talk about all this. But I'm not going to sit here and just watch all this go on. I expect if they kill me, or some group kills me, I expect you to not drop it. I expect people to cover it. Because let me tell you something, folks. They can't get us all. And by the way, people aren't just going to sit here forever and watch everybody get killed. So it's very important that it be on record who in the federal government are prime suspects in all of this. Prime suspects in tyranny. It's very important. And, of course, that's the way it worked in the Soviet Union, the way it worked in Nazi Germany, Maoist China. The internal federal groups that are over the feds, like the Q group in the NSA, the SS that goes out and persecutes and things, they've always got the, you know, former military, former contractor guys, the guys that pile out of these black tanks, and again, they're the tough guys. Why? They're allowed to do whatever they want. They have the NDAA that Obama signed, where he says, because he's emperor, he's Kim Jong-il, he's Kim Jong-un, he's Hitler, he's Stalin, he's Mao, he's Lenin, he's El Jefe, he's the King Rat. He said, I'll secretly arrest, secretly torture, and secretly kill anybody. And they're in the news saying Obama will sign death orders on any citizen he wants. And I guess we're all supposed to roll over like a dog that's scared and urinate all over ourselves. That's what a dog does. I guess as an American, I'm supposed to wrap myself in a flag, roll over whenever I see somebody in a black uniform, and just shake in a catatonic state and go, I'm so scared of you. I'm so scared. You got a black tank. Oh, what am I going to do? You might kill me. I'm dead already if I give in to fear to all this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'm not dead. I'm alive, and I'll always be alive long after I'm dead, because I've lived. And this time, now is forever. I agree with the Zen spiritualist on that. And so I'm already outside your grasp. Done. I'm a man. I'm a good person. I'm not in a gang. I'm not a parasite. I'm not Arrested Development. I come from a good family.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I've already said a lot of my piece on the latest developments with Michael Hastings. We'll cover that for about 10 minutes with Staff Sergeant Biggs in the next segment. Then I'm going to get into the fact that the hate crimes, they're all crimes are hateful if they're against someone's person physically. And it takes a hatred of your own humanity to preemptively attack somebody just out of viciousness. But there are reports of kidnappings, beatings, shootings, murders pouring in right now And the media is very politically correct. They're apologizing when they're reporting on it or outright not covering it. Jogger kidnapped and attacked over Zimmerman verdict. That's up on Infowars.com. It's only on local news. Brothers murdered over free Zimmerman sticker. Probably not too smart to have a sticker like that, but it's their First Amendment. Again, you know, the extreme weighing in on it, certainly it's your First Amendment, but there are a lot of people that think that inherently being white is a reason to die. And the media basically plays along with that in their division. So brothers murdered over free Zimmerman sticker, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office accused of covering up hate crime. And this is the psyop to get us all fighting with each other. It's really energizing the white supremacist people, and then they're putting out all this vitriolic, insulting language and calls for violence, but don't generally actually carry it out. And then you've got Walmarts being ransacked and people being attacked for their race. It is just unbelievable to see all of this unfolding. Trayvon protesters, as it's called, it's protesting. I guess whoever killed these two brothers, it was a protest. That's what you call that now. Trayvon protesters storm Walmart, assault bystanders. And I mean, if somebody tries to drag me out of my car, I'm going to start shooting people that are assaulting me. And I just don't, I guess it's all happening in like California, Oakland, places where the average, you know, trendy isn't armed or even don't even fight back with their fist. I mean, you can say what you want about conservatives. They've got their problems. But liberals, on average, will go into catatonic states if they're white liberals. I guess it means if you're a white liberal that that you've been gelded. I mean, maybe they go through some type of surgery, and then they're selling T-shirts out in L.A. saying, wanted, dead or alive, George Zimmerman. You know, if I sold T-shirts like that about somebody who'd been found not guilty of something, I mean, the cops would show up here. They'd say it's a terroristic threat. But again, when the Muslim Brotherhood murders and kills people, it's a protest. When Al-Qaeda, our government puts in Libya or Syria, kills hundreds of thousands of people, upwards 40,000 of them black people, it's a love crime. You know, when Obama drops bombs, it's love bombs. It's peace bombs. It's kinetic military actions. Connecticut military actions. It's now a violent nonviolent, as the White House Carney said. He is the White House carnival barker, so he is Mr. Carney. If the name fits, then carnival barker is a carnival barker by any other name. A rose is a rose by any other name, so why not have it be Carney if it is a Carney? A carnival barker, lying fraud. And it's just getting crazier and crazier. And I said last week I believe Zimmerman would be acquitted because there was reasonable doubt. I think what he did was probably stupid to go out there, but you got all the witnesses, you got the reasonable doubt. That's why OJ got off, and I've said this 1,000 times, but people don't care. It's too much fun to have the media tell them when to get upset, when to go out mindlessly. I wish people would go out and protest with their white instigators, it seems to be in most cases, stirring everybody up for political power. I wonder if they would go out and protest because of GMOs being forced in the food or kids being forced to take vaccines that are deadly or deadly fluoride in the water. That's happening to all of us. We're all being attacked by this. We're all under the gun by this. White people don't get a memo not to drink fluoride. We don't get memos not to take the vaccines. We don't get memos. By the way, I was reading last night, it was in the Associated Press. I forgot to print it. Well, when you print this, Japan has now said don't take the Gardasil shot. They approved it a few years ago. We approved it 6 years ago. They approved it 2 years ago. They had so many deaths and problems. The Japanese government has put out a recommendation saying don't take this now. Japan said 15 years ago, don't give under 2-year-olds vaccines. It's brain damaging them. At least Japan cares a little bit about its people. Here, it's on purpose. Oh, but nobody's going to get mad. You go give your kid a shot, they have a convulsion, never talk again at age 2. Nobody goes out and riots. Nobody goes out and, you know, does this. Nobody attacks Big Pharma. No, no, no. When the media says, we all get at each other's throats, and the media then helps cover up when black folks are actually killing white devils.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. For those that just tuned in, there has been some breaking developments, and we are joined by Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, who served in the 82nd Airborne in Iraq and Afghanistan. And since 2008 has been friends with the now deceased, rest in peace, Michael Hastings. And he's the person, one of the people he contacted hours before his car blew up and the engine shot the opposite direction of the vehicle. He contacted him and said, I'm going off the radar. I'm going into hiding. The feds are visiting friends and family. The feds are probably going to raid my offices. Now, don't talk to them until you've got a lawyer. I'm going to break the biggest story ever, CIA, boom. I mean, that's right out of a movie. I'm going into hiding. I've got the big story. Boom. And then the witnesses say the car is driving down the street, blows up, and then comes to rest on a tree. I've sent reporters there. Gigi Urnetta and also Nomi Prinz went there, and the tree's barely damaged. I'm going to send reporters there next week, and a bunch of the crew wants to go. I may send one of our great cameramen, Josh, out there. I could probably send him maybe with Gigi as well. Send a whole team out there to talk to neighbors, witnesses. We're already in contact with these people. And also draw attention to what's happening. If there's video that Gigi shot just this weekend when she was in Los Angeles. We've already had our reporters out there. But we're going to do some in-depth investigations on this. And Staff Sergeant Biggs has talked to an investigative journalist. And I know who the investigative journalist is, who's still off record, who was already investigating this group and was threatened to her face. And I've had police officers on, like Don Browning, who had two different occasions of FBI coming in his office and saying, you and your wife are dead. You've heard him on this show. If you continue to investigate Oklahoma City, he was one of the first responders, along with Terrence Yakey. They tortured Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, to death. So this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. And the people that were running the Justice Department then are running it now. The people that ran Fast and Furious, a false flag on the Second Amendment, they're running this now. And so if I die or if Sergeant Biggs gets killed, we didn't commit suicide. If my car blows up, if they say I commit suicide, it is a lie. I love life so much, I'm willing for them to kill me to defeat tyranny. That's the opposite of being suicidal. That's loving life so much, I'm willing to put my life on the line for others. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I have an instinct for life. When everybody sells out, you get North Korea. When everybody stands up, you get moon bases. You get life extension. You get high technology. You get prosperity. Stand up, create a beautiful civilization of high art and culture. Lay down, sewage runs through the streets like most Mexico cities. I am not going to bow to tyranny. I'm not doing it. And there's no doubt they killed Michael Hastings. No doubt. No doubt. And I've talked to police detectives on and off record, a bunch of them. They go, obviously he was murdered. Obviously there's a cover-up. How day one they said no foul play within hours. I mean, right there, you know the fix is in, folks, when they say no foul play instantly. The coroner of Breitbart, ladies and gentlemen, was poisoned to death. That's on record. And they're not investigating that. They say, yeah, he was poisoned to death. Probably murder. We're not investigating. Because who do you think's doing the killing? Now going to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs to talk about some of this specifically. He's got a list of things to go over. We appreciate his time. Obviously today, sir, we're going to be getting on the phone with you. We're working it out right now. When we're going to meet you out in L.A., when is best. But that'll all be done off air after the show today. But we're doing it. We're launching this operation to find the truth. And, of course, the whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon it. So we need to create a name of the operation. We need to get attention. That's really why overall 50-50, 50% get attention. The other 50s do research and investigate. But you've heard what I've had to say here introducing you. What are the points that need to be made and the new developments and the group that you are investigating that may be involved at the heart of this?
Yeah, I was contacted twice over the past week and a half by a reporter, and she was currently working on a story looking into what is called the Homeland Security Investigations Department. It's a group of people that consists of about 6,300 special agents that cover 43 cities or 23 cities and 43 different countries outside of the U.S. They have free reign of power all over the U.S. and those 43 countries, full immunity. They can do whatever they want. They have higher authority over any other department there is. Well, she was investigating them, and she had been warned from time to time, she said, and then it got to a point where she came home and her daughter was home alone, and these guys are going through her house, going through her computers, her personal things, her files, trying to see what she was doing, and she was told if she didn't stop, she'd be killed. So she finally let the story go. Well, Michael Hastings' death happened, and she started looking into that. And come full circle, now she's running into the same names of the people she was investigating a while back with the Homeland Security Investigations Department. So I find that pretty interesting that this small tactical unit that works with drug cartels and terrorism, things like that, are having a part of his death.
Well, when I looked at the group, I was already aware of them, but they are the Praetorian Guard. They are the small nexus group over the money laundering, the drug dealing, all of it. And those are always the key groups that are telling the lower feds what they can and can't investigate. And they also say their main mission is controlling sensitive national security info. And by the way, I want to get Wayne Madsen on about this. I want to get his take on this right now. Let's see if he can pop in towards the end of the next hour on this. It's so important because he's the guy that exposed the Q group 5 years ago. And since then, it's been confirmed that it is the Q group in NSA that goes around blackbagging people in the government. But this is the essence of a tyranny. And again, I don't want to say that we know that this is the group, but they certainly fit the type of MO of the types of organizations that I've seen. Like take the FBI, the anti-terrorism unit of the FBI. That's the group that pops up, killing cops that are exposing stuff, killing journalists, bombing buildings to blame it on political enemies. So, yes, it's generally the highest level, most classified groups within domestic operations that are generally over-pulling triggers, or they authorize and oversee private contractor hit teams.
Yeah, well, I just got an email, too. I have all the names and the original witnesses from the accident that say they heard an explosion. Now, the funny thing is everything we need to know is in that 911 or those multiple 911 calls from these people. That's all being hidden from us. And, you know, they're saying that they hear explosions. Well, when an explosion like that happens, who do they call? Who should be there? ATF. So why was an ATF, or why are they not saying that they were involved if there was an explosion, you know, so to say?
And again, they're covering up the police report and have told the fire department and police that's on record. Local TV stations have reported that. You need to hook up next week. We need to brainstorm on this with the reporter out of San Diego that had the courage to cover it. We're already in contact with the family, the wife of the guy where the who's got the water hose on it. She thinks it was a bomb. I think she's on the show tonight, the nightly news, and we're getting a whole list. And so here we go. And again, I'm just glad that my reporters have the courage to go out there. My listeners know that I don't usually go on the road a lot because I have to keep all this running here. But I'm glad that my reporters want to go with you. I'm glad you're going, and I appreciate your courage. But again, I don't think there's really any danger while you're out there. It's if you get any big info, that's when you guys have to watch out. But you can instantly video feed that. I recommend we'll have some instant video feeds out there and other things in case anybody tries anything. But I think what makes us safer is actually exposing this. I think we're all in danger, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, if we don't expose this. What's your take on that?
Well, of course. I already have the name of the special agent in charge of the ICE unit that oversees the Homeland Security Investigations Department in L.A. I have that reporter out of San Diego's name and number, and she's possibly going to meet up with me during our time there. So we're going to be able to press some issues and open some eyes for sure.
Well, you're a good friend to Mike. What do you think Mike would think if he was seeing all this right now?
Well, hopefully he wouldn't be judging me too much on the fact that I'm not that good at what I'm doing, but at least I'm trying to put an effort and learn how to do this as I go. But I'm sure he'd be happy. I mean,
sure. But I mean, what would he do if another investigative reporter had been killed like this? I think he would be investigating it as well.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just how he was. I mean, he's not the one to just roll over on something like that and let it go. He would be out here digging just as much as we are right now.
What about the family, since you saw him at the funeral? I guess they're, you told me that she's got a different plan to work on this. I hope it's a good plan.
Yeah, she's going to do her own thing, I'm sure. She doesn't really want to be out in the public eye so much right now. All of his close friends and that he grew up with, and even some of the ones over just the past 5 years, they've all reached out to me, and they've been helping me out immensely, giving me, you know, different avenues of approach, people I could talk to, because he knew a lot of journalists, a lot of military people as well. So he's given me different contacts and ways that his friends have given me different contacts and things like that that I could use to help this out. So that's been very helpful. And also your followers, your listeners have been very helpful too, that have followed me on Twitter and given me really good ideas and, you know, different perspectives that I can
look at. Absolutely. How do folks follow you on Twitter?
At Rambo Biggs, RambobiGGS.
At Rambo Biggs, folks, all of us helping, and everybody should be investigating. Citizen reporters should be investigating. But if you hit something big, you've got to release it instantly, listeners. Do not hold on to it. Journalists tend to do that to really double-check and polish things. When you're doing something this dangerous, you've got to just release everything as you get it, because you don't know when you've gotten the piece of info that's going to send these people after you.
Well, the big thing, too, though, is we're going to go to a lot of these places. They're not going to know we're going to be there, so they're not going to have time to prepare some kind of, you know, stupid story. So we're going to go in there and just, bam, hit them with it, and I want to see how they react right off the bat.
Absolutely. And in my experience, telling people you're coming with these type of folks makes them even behave worse sometimes, which will really bring them down. I mean, you know they're watching and listening right now, Staff Sergeant. You want to say anything to the folks out there that were involved in this?
Hey, I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, I just hope all the veterans out there realize what's happening in this country, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of them reaching out to me, too, right now. I mean, you get some of those guys that join the military just to get that, you know, education benefit, and they don't really care what happens. And you got some of the people that, you know, they get out there like myself, and they see a lot of this dirty stuff that goes on, and it really just disgusts you at points in time to see how, you know, we're out there fighting for what we believe in, and then there's this whole, different motive going on that's just kind of saddening. You know, there's a lot of things that go on, but still, people have to remember there's a war going on, regardless of the fact if you believe in it or not. There's still Americans over there dying, and there's a lot of them back here dealing with a lot of stuff that need help every day.
Well, I mean, if hit squads in the government, death squads, continue to do stuff like this, and it's becoming obvious they are, we don't know if it's this group, they're just under investigation by the People's Press, do they just think it's going to go on forever and nobody's going to stand up? I mean, do they just think everybody's going to roll over while they kill people?
Nah, they messed up when they should have got rid of that email somehow, because now that that's out, I mean, it already makes it look shady on top of all the things that have unfolded so far. I mean, right now at this point, they have nowhere to go. I mean, it's out there. Everyone knows this is definitely a cover-up. And, you know, any more deaths happen from this, it's just going to make it blow up in their face.
Well, see, that's what always brings down tyrants, is the commitment of men that are not cowards. And as we do this, more and more people are going to join us. And it's already too late. I said that before you came on. It's already too late. We will expose this one way or the other, no matter what happens.
I mean, I'm having people, reporters from China, Japan, Ireland, Australia.
Russia.
I mean, everywhere. Everyone is, you know, lending their hands out to try to help out. I mean, I have everyone asking me on a daily basis. I receive probably upwards of 50 to 100 emails a day from people just saying that, you know, hey, you know, I'll lend you a hand, I could help. The Huffington Post, all these different media groups are always hitting me up trying to find out if they can help, if they can look in, what are my ideas, can they help out and look into it.
Exactly, so, because if the press doesn't hang together, that's what Mike said before they killed him. If we don't all come together, it's over.
Well, this should open some people's eyes and let them know that, you know, it's time to come together and it's time to speak up. It's time to stop being afraid of these guys, because they should be afraid of us.
Well, I just can't believe, because I guarantee you the way it works now, they think it's actually authorized because the White House tells them they can kill somebody, that it's okay, or a federal agency. It's not okay to blow reporters up just because some crook told you higher up. Just because Hitler tells you it's okay to arrest people en masse and kill innocent people doesn't mean it's okay.
That's true.
I mean, throughout history, people in the military or in secret police go, well, I've been told to do this, so it's okay. Don't they know how much danger they're in from their bosses, that they're doing things like this under orders? Don't they know they're going to be taken out by their own bosses?
Yep.
Well, Staff Sergeant Biggs, anything else you think needs to be added here before we go out there with you for an investigative report?
Well, another thing, too, though, that was interesting. I remember last time I told you that, the LAPD had stopped by his place a few days prior to that. So that's something I definitely need to find out. I want to look into that. And then another thing, I had a couple of his close friends, investigative reporter buddies, contact me in the past few days. And they said, right around 5 days prior to his death, he got to where he started talking in code over the phone. And he was just completely changed. And, I had noticed that he had been a little bit different, but that's a little bit different. He's never really spoken in code. And then also in that email, how he uses a couple of different terms that I find to be interesting. So I address in L.A. I'm going to go check out the place there as well and look around. But it's going to be good that we get out there and do that. It's going to open up a lot of eyes that aren't already open.
Absolutely. Beat the bushes and show the dinosaur media how it's done, because they're all trying to ignore it, the big dominant media. But the alternative media, the real media, the foreign mainstream media, from, as you said, from England to Russia, the media, journalists get this. I mean, just 10 years ago, if a journalist was killed like this, the other journalists would come out of the woodwork, even mainstream journalists. But now I've talked to so many mainline journalists off record, and they're scared. Well, they should be scared of not standing up. I keep repeating that, but it's so elementary. Go over your list. Any other points that you're going to make until we obviously get live reports from you on the street with my crew? Because we can do live video reports from where he died. We're going to have live feed iPhones and Droids with you. So in case anything happens, it's all going to be going up so everybody can see it. Other points in your list that folks need to know about?
Besides the Homeland Security, I've got a few people that live down in L.A. that are FOIA experts, things like that I'm going to try to meet up with as well and see what we can do. I'm going to try to meet up with a lawyer that specializes in a lot of these types of deals and see if there's any way that we could actually maybe file a lawsuit against the LAPD, and hopefully in that way we could probably get that report out if they won't give it to us.
Absolutely.
Outside of that, a lot of the stuff I want to kind of keep
to the vest
until we get there, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. And obviously, you've been out there on the physical battlefield that has a lot of enemy HUMAT stuff going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, so you're not a spring chicken. You didn't fall off the turnip truck. I've been doing this for 18 years here in the U.S., learning as I went just how bizarre the system is, and I'm really tempted to go out there myself. It's just that I'll end up, who knows, I might actually go out there. I'm always saying, who am I going to send to Bilderberg this year, and then I send myself. But the big issue is you can pretty quick, obviously, too, they will try to assign infiltrators to us just to give us this info or to talk about crimes or to get with buy your luggage and plant drugs on you. I mean, obviously, you got to be, I'm not trying to make you paranoid, a staff sergeant, but I would have rooms that adjoin with the door open between them and stuff like that, because I've had them break in my room, steal our money. I've had, I'm trying to cover a military gun confiscation drill, and I've got Mike Hansen in studio tomorrow. It was an eyewitness to it, and a guy jumps out of the bushes and starts setting fires, saying, Alex, why are you setting fires? And I'm not saying any of that will happen, but if this is as bad as we think it is, you'll probably see some weird stuff go on, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm ready. I am fully prepared.
Yeah.
They've got more to worry about me than anything.
No, I understand. And plus, when they come out of the woodwork, it's pretty obvious too. They'll just walk up when we're at some event, not even knowing how we were there. They'll be tracking our cell phones, and they'll say, "Hi, Sergeant Biggs, let's kill police together." and then have somebody with a camera there and then put out a video saying we were going to kill police. And I'm telling you, like one time I was in, confronting Michelle Malkin, and they had people get behind me and yell, kill Michelle Malkin, with TV crews there who then edited it and had it on national TV within 1 hour. That's an example of dirty tricks. So I'm just filling you and the audience in on how they come at left field from you. It's bizarre.
I understand.
But I mean, nothing will probably happen. If they're smart, they'll leave us alone. So I'm not trying to like dramatize this. I'm just telling people the type of stuff I've seen.
Well, it's better to go in there prepared than not go prepared at all.
Well, I would imagine when you were in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's not somebody trying to plant drugs on you. It's trying to plant a hand grenade on you.
Yeah.
What type of stuff do you have to deal with overseas? You said you were even hit by IEDs and stuff. I mean, is it basically pretty accurate in the Hurt Locker? Like you don't know the village kids trying to sell you a DVD or a bomb?
We had one mission. We were going to a bazaar in Iraq. And we actually had a kid throw a grenade at one of the Humvees, and one of our guys now was completely deaf because it went off right out there, side his head. Luckily, he was down in the turret, so he was kind of covered, but it went off. And, I mean, they'll use anybody, you know, dead animals, it doesn't matter. I mean, one time I was driving, a convoy in front of us got hit, and we waited 10 hours almost. It was nighttime when it happened. The sunlight's coming up, and they're telling us to move. I'm in the first vehicle, and we're driving over the Samar Bypass, heading from north to south on Tampa, which is a route in Iraq, a main route, heading towards Camp Anaconda. And I'm just peeking over this bridge, and I remember the last thing I said was, that looks like a, and then my vehicle just exploded and was launched up into the air. All four wheels were blown off, and it teeter-tottered and flipped over and caught on fire. And, I mean, just going back to that, I mean, I got hit with a big IED enough to launch a heavy vehicle up in the air, and in no way was my vehicle engulfed in flames like Mike's was.
Well, they clearly put the bomb right on the gas tank. Amazing. Amazing. But bottom line, talking to this reporter, she says she was threatened by these people, and yep, that now it's the very same names. Who knows what they'll do now? I mean, if they lash out, and sometimes they just can't help it. They've got this idea that they're invincible. They may lash out at us, or they may play it smart and leave us alone. And if they leave us alone, it may mean that it's a bad trail, but because there are other groups as well.
Well, I also have a retired colonel that worked at the Pentagon. I'm going to meet up with him in probably about 15 days. He's going to be driving down from Washington along with a national security correspondent. It'll be coming down with him as well. And we're going to try to come up with a game plan so when they go back up there, they can talk to some of the senators and try and get some of the higher-ups to look into it. That's just another avenue to try.
All right. Well, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, thank you so much for standing up for free speech, standing up for your friend, and standing up for the press, standing up for liberty. And anything else unfolds, we'll get updates from you. And I'm going to give you today other reporters' phone numbers in case sometimes you can't get a hold of me if something's happening, because that lifeline of the media is so important in a voice. And we will see you out in Los Angeles sometime next week. We're not sure quite when yet, but we're going to nail that down. And so I'll be calling you, or my reporters will be calling you this afternoon to get your flight booked and everything else.
Right on, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Staff Sergeant. All right, there he goes. Infowars.com is reporting and investigating the clearly mysterious death of Michael Hastings. And it's your support financially that lets us do things like this. Cost a lot of money to do stuff like this, so be sure and buy your Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 at InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the ProPure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.